With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. 2 months after the fact, Cabinet publishes a summary from its February 28th special meeting. Money Matters included a $1.3 million budget increase to information services provided to other government agencies, a $1.3 million supplemental appropriation for University College of the Cayman Islands teaching of tertiary-level professional and vocational programs, along with an additional $749,000 shifted from the budget for equity investments. The Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Heritage also got a $1.3 million budget increase. And finally, Cabinet shifted $600,000 from the health and wellness budget to Cemetery Vaults Grand Cayman. Turning to land, Cabinet approved the purchase of a parcel along Seaview Road just east of Lower Bay End and two in Cayman Brac, one in the northeast interior and the other just west of Antietam Road and south of Creek Road. Four coastal work permits were approved, including for a new public concrete dock at the terminus of Bottom of New Road at Morgan's Harbor, to create swim holes for public use on Crown property at East End Public Beach, for the construction of groins and a new concrete dock launching ramp and area of land reclamation at the eastern shoreline of the terminus at Camp Drive in Kaibo, and finally for the construction of a dock and cabana just west of Grape Tree Point on Rum Point Drive in Northside. Cabinet also greenlit the grant of a 30-foot vehicular easement over Crown land off the Easterly-Tibbetts Highway just north of the courts. You can find the full summary online at gov.ky. Swiftly contained. That's how Doctors Hospital is describing its response to a ransomware attack that targeted its IT system recently. The medical center says no sensitive patient or third-party data was compromised, activating its cybersecurity incident response plan and restoring systems to, quote, full operational normalcy by the end of the day. And as you heard right here on Radio Cayman, the Cayman Islands Department of Tourism has appointed Brittany Kelly as the new film commissioner for the Cayman Islands Film Commission. CIDTV's Kafar Augustin has more with Ms. Kelly on her appointment.
In this role, she will manage the Commission's secretariat and lead strategic planning, partnership development, and promotional effort. Kelly brings impressive credentials to the position. An award-winning writer and producer, she has extensive film industry experience, both here in the Cayman Islands and across international markets.
I'm very optimistic with where our film industry is going in Cayman, especially with our recently established film incentive rebate. And I really think that international productions will begin to flow into Cayman and kind of our film industry can blossom from that.
Ms. Kelly's appointment comes as the territory continues to position itself as an attractive location for international film and television productions.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with David Harper. The operator of Spain's electricity grid has ruled out a cyber attack as the cause of Monday's massive power failure, which also cut electricity supplies in Portugal. The Spanish King, Felipe, has been chairing a national security meeting as the authorities try to establish why the blackout happened. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney has pledged to win the trade war and build the strongest economy in the G7 after leading his Liberal Party to victory in the election. The Liberals were well behind in the polls until Mr. Trump's tariffs became the defining issue of the campaign. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 9 people have been killed in sectarian clashes in a Damascus suburb. Heavy gunfire is continuing in the neighbourhood of Jaramana, which is home to many members of the Druze minority. Amnesty International's annual report says the global system of law and rights is threatened by a multiplicity of assaults that have gathered pace since President Trump's return to office. The rights group described Mr. Trump as a super accelerator of existing trends to undermine the international order. Ukrainian officials say a 12-year-old girl has been killed in the latest overnight Russian drone attacks in the Dnipropetrovsk region. In Kyiv, the authorities say a woman was injured in a strike on a recreation centre. The authorities in Indian-administered Kashmir have closed more than half the region's tourist destinations to the public. Separatist gunmen killed 26 Indian and Nepali men in Kashmir last week. The EU's law enforcement agency Europol has announced the creation of a multinational task force to tackle the growing problem of criminal gangs recruiting children to commit violent crimes. Europol says gangs lure children with promises of hefty cash rewards. Kenya's betting regulator has ordered the suspension of gambling advertisements across all media platforms for 30 days. The regulator says there has been a rapid increase in gambling, particularly among Kenya's most vulnerable.